are listening to Real World News.
Deep analysis on the European Union and its strategies against the current crisis. A report called Agroecology to Cool Down the Planet, submitted in December in Durban, South Africa, during the United Nations COP17 on climate change, warns that the current agri-food system is responsible for over 35% of the world's greenhouse gas emissions. The report states that agroecology could reduce gases currently emitted by the agricultural sector. The change in the system implies a small-scale production and trade of food, short channels, and especially a diversification of agriculture, contrary to the model of monoculture plantations. This is what Tom Coulthard told Ria World Radio. He is member of Ecologistas en Acción, the Spanish organization that wrote the report. In Europe, we still have many possibilities to go back to an agriculture with peasants, said Coulthard, coinciding with La Vía Campesina demands. This would mean to change a common agricultural policy and bet on food sovereignty, he added, what would generate millions of jobs through a system without big landowners on monoculture plantations and with a mixture of extensive sustainable agriculture and livestock farming. Real World Radio interviewed Coulthard at the COP on Climate in Durban. There, the activist made reference to the new report by Ecologistas en Acción and regretted the current intensification of industrial agriculture at world level. Nevertheless, the interview focused largely on the role of the European Union at the climate change talks and against other crises. The European Union has been trying for years to appear concerned at international talks about the environment, and we need to clearly point out that the European Union is part of the problem, not the solution, said Coulthard. Their transport, energy, trade, investment policies and the promotion of large European transnational corporations in the world are clearly the cause of a large environmental crisis, he explained. The Spanish activists consider the European bloc arrived to Durban with the intention of being the leader of climate talks, and that's why it took on a political commitment in light of a new period of the Kyoto Protocol, the only legally binding agreement that forces rich nations to reduce emissions. But this commitment didn't match the small emission reductions proposed by the European Union in addition to the following conditions: more carbon markets and false solutions, like the carbon market itself, GMOs, three monoculture plantations, nuclear energy, among others. Coulthard believes the European Union is only trying to ensure new environmental markets in the sector of services, renewable energy industry for its transnational corporations. If the European Union really had the political will to confront the climate crisis, it would have to close down coal plants, it would have to stop importing, extracting and burning coal, it would have to reduce the use of fossil fuels and other natural resources in a drastic way, it would have to change its agricultural policies, said the activist. And if it really had political will, it would put an end to offset mechanisms, false solutions such as the Clean Development Mechanism and its carbon markets, he added. The activist also assessed that the European Union carbon market has failed and warned that the bloc has increased its carbon dioxide emissions by more than 5% in 2010. Rio World Radio also asked the activists about the proposal to include agriculture in carbon markets. Coulthard referred to the initiative as a new false solution and said that it threatens with new massive forced displacements of indigenous and peasant populations by companies involved in the carbon and agricultural markets.
You are listening to Real World News.